Well, another story of French involvement. The French defense minister says Paris will keep its military presence in Mali beyond the current year.
Today, there's 3,700 French soldiers in Mali. We said, and French president repeated it yesterday, that we will maintain our soldiers in Mali even after the end of this year.
Le Drian says that 1,000 soldiers will stay in the West African country even after UN forces are stationed there. There are currently around 4,000 French soldiers in Mali. France launched a war on its former colony in mid-January under the pretext of halting the advance of Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Months of war have caused a humanitarian crisis in the country, leading to the displacement of thousands of people. Let's go to Detroit and talk to Abiyomi Azikiwe, political analyst. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Azikiwe, why does France want to keep its presence in Mali despite UN forces being deployed there?
France is an imperialist country. Mali is a former colony of France. There are also strategic minerals and resources inside of Mali, including oil, uranium, as well as gold. It is strategically located as a neighboring country to other areas in West as well as North Africa. For example, Algeria, which is rich in natural gas as well as oil. The war in and of itself has spilled over earlier this year in January into Algeria with the attacks on the In-Aminas complex. And just recently, this week, it has spilled over into neighboring Niger, where France owns the Areva uranium mining facility. And of course, in Niger, over 24 people have been killed as a result of French intervention. This French intervention is sparking resistance throughout West Africa as well as North Africa. And France still has 3,800 troops inside of Mali. This is by no means a unilateral or complete withdrawal from Mali. It is only a partial withdrawal, and France is still there suppressing and oppressing the Malian people.
I mean, how much can the African Union bring the issue of Mali under its own control? We know that it's the 50th anniversary of the African Union.
This has to be dealt with on a very serious level by the African Union. Today represents the 50th anniversary of the formation of the Organization of African Unity, the predecessor to the African Union. All over Africa, all over the African world, people are commemorating this very, very important milestone in the history of Africa. But the African Union, the 53 member states who are meeting this week in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, have to deal seriously over the question of U.S., French, British, and NATO intervention throughout the entire length and breadth of the continent of Africa. If this is not done, of course, the independence of Africa, the unity of Africa, is going to be imperiled. It's important that the African Union form an African standby force that can intervene in these conflicts throughout the continent in order to prevent AFRICOM and NATO from coming into Africa, because their only agenda is to rip off the strategic natural resources and to establish a military bases for these imperialist states throughout the African continent.
But I mean, despite all this, another major cause for concern is the people. I mean, Mr. Azikiwe, I mean, how can the refugee crisis be addressed?
It's going to be very difficult when you have a military force from outside of Africa occupying the area. It's been documented by the United Nations that the French intervention in Mali has in fact worsened the efforts to bring humanitarian assistance to the people in Mali. Also, refugees have spilled over into neighboring states as well, including Niger, including Algeria, and other states throughout the region. So therefore, the French, along with the United States, which also has special forces in Niger, which was also involved in the training of Malian military forces prior to the coup in March of 2012, are largely responsible for this type of large-scale destabilization that is going on right now throughout West and North Africa. Of course, yes, it's going to damage the stability of the societies, and it's also going to damage the capacity of humanitarian organizations to deliver the necessary food, water, and medicines and medical services that are needed for people who have been internally displaced, as well as made refugees as a result of these ongoing conflicts that the imperialists are involved in Africa.
Indeed. We'll have to leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Abiyomi Azikiwe, political analyst from Detroit. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.